Hello, and greetings from the Grand Canyon. You're hearing the clip-clop of horses and mules in the section called On the Trail from Ferdy Groffé's Grand Canyon Suite. This is our first stop today in a program I'm calling Music of the American West. We will enjoy the West, operatically speaking, in California and Colorado, hear some tender and bittersweet cowboy songs, and conclude with a song about the great state of Texas. First, we have an excerpt from Puccini's cowboy opera, La Fanciulla del West, or The Girl of the West. The girl is Minnie, who's fallen in love with a thief named Dick Johnson. Arrested and about to be hanged by Sheriff Jack Rance, Dick asks that Minnie be told that he's alive and free and far away. Here is Jonas Kaufmann as Dick and Massimo Simeoli as the sheriff.
Yeah.
the aria Chiela mi creda libero from Puccini's La Fanciulla del West, sung by Jonas Kaufmann and Massimo Simeoli, with the chorus and orchestra of l'Accademia Nazionale di Santa Cecilia, is conducted by Antonio Papano. All ends well as Minnie rides in firing her shotgun and frees Dick Johnson. Now we go to Leadville, Colorado, a mining town in the late 1800s, and meet Elizabeth, known as Baby Doe. She has a husband in Central City, but meets wealthy mine owner Horace Tabor. He falls for her after hearing her sing the Willow Song from The Ballad of Baby Doe, now sung by Beverly Sills. Beverly Sills in one of her most acclaimed roles as Baby Doe, singing the Willow Song from Douglas Moore's The Ballad of Baby Doe. Emerson Buckley led the New York City Opera Orchestra. Here is a rather sentimental song that was quite popular during World War I. It's all about home, heart, and love. The title is My Little Gray Home in the West, sung here now by tenor Robert White.
When the golden sun sinks in the hills and the toil of a long day is o'er, though the road may be long in the lilt of a song, I forget I was weary before. far ahead where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest. In my little gray home in the West. There are hands that will welcome me in. There are lips I am burning to kiss. There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. 'Tis a corner of heaven itself, though it's only a tumble-down with my little gray home in the West.
Robert White has sung My Little Gray Home in the West by Herman Lohr. Ralph Mace conducted the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Another selection today in a program I'm calling Music of the American West. When we think of the West, we recall artists in various genres that have defined the culture, the landscape, and so on. Think of the novels of Zane Grey, the photography of Ansel Adams, and the paintings of Georgia O'Keeffe. I'd like to have you hear some songs now that reflect the life of that fabled man who rode the plains, endured the cold, the dust, and no doubt, loneliness. I speak of the cowboy. One of them was Billy Hill, a musician who studied at the New England Conservatory, but was also a cowboy in Montana and a surveyor and prospector in Death Valley. In 1933, he wrote one of the quintessential cowboy songs, The Last Roundup. Here, sung by Metropolitan Opera baritone Robert Merrill.
I'm heading for the last roundup. Gonna saddle old Paint for the last time and little doggy, get along, little doggy, yeah.
The cowboy song, The Last Roundup, sung by Robert Merrill with Russ Case and his orchestra. Perhaps the best-known cowboy song is Home on the Range, whose lyrics were written by a Kansas doctor named Brewster Higley. The music came from a carpenter friend of his named Daniel Kelly in the late 1800s. It's known as the unofficial anthem of the American West. If you listen closely, the song is quite thoughtful. To my thinking, a cowboy's prayer, and sung here by baritone John Charles Thomas.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the lights from the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours. Oh, give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heaven. Exchange my home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
The song Home on the Range, sung with simplicity and sincerity in the 1930s by opera and concert and radio singer John Charles Thomas. Now a song of the West by Cole Porter and sung by Thomas Hampson. I have spoken with Hampson about singers of the past, and he particularly admires John Charles Thomas, whom we just heard. Porter's Don't Fence Me In was a hit for singers like Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, Bing Crosby, and many others. Mr. Hampson holds his own quite well, electric guitars and all.
Wildcat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when that sheriff said, "I'm sending you to jail," Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Wildcat Kelly, back again in town, was sitting by his sweetheart's side. And when his sweetheart said, come on, let's settle down, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open spaces that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmurs of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In, sung by Thomas Hampson, with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by John McGlynn. Our final selection is all about Texas, and a most unusual one at that. Metropolitan Opera Italian bass Ezio Pinza was hugely popular after his Tony Award-winning appearance on Broadway in South Pacific. He could now record whatever he liked, and he chose The Little Old State of Texas. Here he is with his heavily accented English in this truly rare and unusual recording.
I lost my heart, my little old heart. I lost my heart, my little old heart.
I lost my little old heart in the little old state of Texas. It happened underneath the little old southern moon.
Southern moon.
She put her little old hand in mine and whispered, I love you. And the little old stars began to shine and the little old dream came true. We'll build a little old ranch in the little old state of Texas. And we raise ourselves a little old family.
Family.
All our little old cares will pass us by, but our little old kids grow 6 feet high in the little old state of Texas. Wait and see. Wait and see. Wait and see. And a little old dream came true. We'll build a little old ranch in the little old state of Texas. And we raise ourselves a little old family. All our little old cares will pass us by, but a little old kids grow 6 feet high in the little old state of Texas. Wait and see.
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 Only on WFMT. Ezio Pinza singing The Little Old State of Texas with the Sons of the Pioneers, whom you may recall often performed with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. Well, partners, it's time to unsaddle the horses and hang up our spurs and end this program dedicated to music of the American West. Our producers are Sydney Gillard and Becky Neistat. Comments are welcome at WFMT.com/Arias and Songs. Larry Johnson here inviting you back next Saturday when I will offer recordings by 5 Wagnerian tenors here on Arias and Songs.